Top half of the fifth inning, Tyler Cropley heads up to the plate. Antonio Knowles on the bump. It's a 7-0 game. Tulsa on top is the pitch. Squibbed right side and into right field. Tyler Cropley with both Naturals hits today, each of them singles, and he's been aboard. Both times he's been up to the plate. That will certainly help that average out. As the order rolls over, Tyler Tolbert, who's riding a 15-game on-base streak, steps up. The pitch. This is low. It's the second multi-hit game for Cropley this season. Both of them two-hit efforts. The pitch. Line back up the middle, off the mound and into center field. Tolbert with his first hit of the day. And now the Naturals have runners at first and second with nobody out. Peyton Wilson on his way up to the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in for a called strike. Wilson. Waiting patiently, he's 0 for 2 today. Here's his pitch. Misses outside. Meanwhile, you know, we didn't really talk about Knowles all that much as he came into the ball game. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball back. So Wilson. Ready to dig back in. Batting average now 284 still. Came into this game with the best average on the team at 288. Looks back to second. Now Knowles sets his sights on Wilson. Here's the pitch. 1-2. Misses low and inside. Threw a breaking ball in. Turns it into a two-ball, two-strike count. You know, at first glance, this ballpark out here, there's obviously, it's downtown, you can see a ton of stuff. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Wilson went after that breaking ball low and in, and he strikes out for the first time today. That'll be Knowles first, and there's one away, first and second. And it brings up John Rave. But you just have no idea all the history and everything there is to do down here. There's about 30 coffee shops in the downtown area. If you're somebody that likes to do that kind of stuff, you could spend a couple days doing it here. The pitch on the outside corner. They've actually got one called Double Shot out on the other side of town that I don't know how to explain this, but they transported a barn from Indiana. It's the pitch. Breaking ball misses low. They transported like a barn, an old barn from the 1800s that was in Indiana all the way out here to Tulsa, Oklahoma to put a coffee shop in it. Here's the pitch. Misses outside and off the plate. It's really unique. You see the outside, you're like, wow, that looks like an old building. And then you go inside and it's like kind of still like all the old wood beams and everything, but a lot of white brick and stuff like that. It's really cool. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul on the first base side. There's another shop out in right field. There's actually a bank building that you can see from the ballpark very clearly. They actually run a promotion off of that building during a half inning, which was really cool. They have three different ones that they run here. It's a pitch. Fouled away by Rave. It's a 2-2 count. 7-0. Naturals trailing here in the top half of the fifth. But during that half inning, they go over and they take a fan over there and they run three different things. Either you're trying to throw a ball off the roof of the building, which it's Rave gets under one and pops it into right field. A long run for Diaz is coming in on it. Vivas out, but Diaz is the one who takes it in. There's two away. Brings up Jorge Bonifacio. But they'll get somebody on the roof over there, and they'll either throw a ball off, and then someone on the field has to try and catch it with the... Yesterday, they were wearing, like, scuba flippers, and they were running around with a net trying to catch the ball. Today, they were trying to outthrow one another. But they throw balls back into the stadium. I mean, this thing's across the street, but it's tall. I don't know exactly how many stories it is because they look uneven. Bonifacio fouls the first pitch back. But I now that I look at it, I mean, it's about the same size as that apartment complex, which looks like it has a standard building story there. So, I mean, you're probably talking maybe eight. You're eight stories up and across the street. Here's the 0-1. Misses low. But in the basement, or I should say in the ground floor of that bank building, there's a coffee shop over there. There's another one that's only a block or two away from the stadium, and there's one across over in the Greenwood section. And that doesn't even count everything else all over the city. Tulsa is not small. Here's the pitch. Chop third base side, back behind the bag, but foul. As one person put it, Tulsa was supposed to be Dallas before Dallas was. There were a lot of oil companies that had set up shop. That's why you see some of the massive buildings that we see in the downtown here. It's a great skyline to take in a ball game. Heck, even the U-Haul building out in center field has a U-Haul truck that rotates on the top of it. There's a swing and a miss by Bonifacio. He strikes out. The Naturals get two hits in this inning, but waste them both. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. We go to the home half of the fifth. Halfway through this one, it's 7-0. Naturals trailing right here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming of a fun and affordable getaway? With nonstop routes to 22 destinations, the Northwest Arkansas National Airport can get you where you'd like to go. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com to find out more information on flight options. And remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
The all-new Arrowhead Speedway. Open your Memorial Day weekend watching winged sprint cars tear up the clay at the all-new Arrowhead Speedway on Friday, May 26th. The region's best sprinters will hit the dirt with the Ameriflex Oil Capital Racing Series. Arrowhead Speedway is located just 5 miles west of the Arkansas-Oklahoma state line on Highway 412. Full fields of USRA weekly divisions will also compete alongside the sprint cars. For more information, visit arrowheadspeedway.com. Arrowhead Speedway in Colcord, Oklahoma.
At Old Town Dry Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Old Town Dry Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Visit our website at oldtowncleaners.com for more information or download our Old Town Dry Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today.
This is Jonah DePoto, right-handed pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's go back to the ballpark and all of tonight's action on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Welcome back in. TJ Sikkema gets the first pitch strike. Here's the second pitch, and that one misses inside to Vargas, starting off this bottom half of the fifth inning. Glad to have you with us here this evening out in Tulsa, Oklahoma at One Oak Field. The pitch. This is outside, just off the plate for a ball. Naturals trying to stop a six-game losing streak, which is something that they left Little Rock with. It's the pitch. This is high. Of course, the Naturals getting swept while they were on the road 2 weeks ago. Haven't won a road game this month. They're 0-10. Sikkema deals in their first strike. As a matter of fact, if we look back, the last road game that Northwest Arkansas won, that was the last day of April, the 30th. It's the pitch, misses outside, that'll be ball four. Sikkema, leadoff walk to Vargas, brings up Jose Ramos. Ramos reached on an infield single back in the third inning. He steps in from the right side to face the lefty Sikkema. The pitch, fastball for a strike. But going back to what we were talking about the last half inning and some of the more interesting things that at least I've learned about Tulsa since being out here. So the pitch on the inside edge for a called strike. So there's a building out past right field. And for those of you that have either been here or maybe you've seen a picture online or even a picture that I've sent out as Ramos asks for time and it's granted. If you look out into right field, there's some towers over there. But specifically, there's one back behind the bank. It's the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. It's probably the fourth largest building downtown. I think that's a safe bet. That pitch misses for a ball. Now it's 2-2. But part of the tower gets lit up green. But it's not always green. Sikkema is set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ramos down to a knee on the strikeout. That's punch out number two for TJ. That'll bring up Yusniel Diaz in a 7-0 game. Lights starting to take over here. The sun continuing to set. Beautiful night. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. But that particular tower was actually refurbished not long ago. And the lights were kind of reinstalled and updated. The pitch misses inside because for the longest time, it was a way to alert people of unsafe weather. So it was kind of like a stoplight system. Red, green, yellow, the pitch. Fouled straight back and over near the on-deck circle. Cartaya obviously not standing in the on-deck circle swinging his bat, so he almost got maimed. Instead, he's able to duck underneath it, though. The pitch. Sikkema deals and misses inside. But when the weather's fine and there's no risk, that tower gets lit up green. If it's kind of borderline, it's like, you know, something bad might happen today. Sikkema deals. Bounce back up the middle. Wilson coming in on it. He fields, throws over to first for one. Return throw from Schrum, and they're going to say safe. Vargas somehow stuck his right foot in there. Now Jake Means is coming over from third base. And he's saying, what are you talking about? That's Alex Nash out there, the third base umpire. All right, so they get the 4-3 at first. Vargas moves into second. It looks like a pretty good play by him to try and get hung up in between first and second base to stay out of the double play. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike. But then obviously that tower out in right field that used to and still does get lit up red if there's going to be some type of threat of severe weather such as a tornado. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike, which according to some of the local folks around here, it seems as though that the risk for that has gone down in recent years, which is incredible. Sikkema looks to second. Now comes home. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball back. A lot of people around here have said that it seems like those more severe storms and spin-ups have sort of moved east of here on a consistent basis. Sikkim is ready. The pitch to Cartaya. Inside, and that may have gotten him. Now he says it did get him. John Sparling says no, it didn't. Here comes Hennessy from third base. And now they're going to pull the umpiring crew in. I'm sure Tommy Shields is saying, hey, why couldn't you do that at that play at second base? Why couldn't you all get together and make a decision? Let's see. And it's a little home cooking. Sends him up to first base. So it's a hit-by-pitch to put runners at first and second. Cody Hosey steps up to the plate. It's a 7-0 ball game. We're in the home half of the fifth inning, just over halfway through this one. Nearly 2 hours into this game. Sikkim is ready. The pitch. Misses outside. Pitch. This is inside. Now, the other cool thing is right by the ballpark here, there's a couple of museums. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hosey in a 2-1 count. So you've got the Greenwood Rising Museum, which is out beyond left field. It's a pitch. Breaking ball misses low. I mean, it honestly looks like a very modern museum. Here's a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Let's see if they wind him up. Vargas is headed home. The throw not in time. Properly has to come off the plate to take that one in. And well, Hosey ends up at second base on the play. An RBI double for him. And Cartaya ends up at third. 8-0 now your score. For Hosey, his first hit of the night. It's the sixth hit of the night. For the Drillers, first base is open, second and third. Still two outs as Lewis jacks one to left field. Is it a fair ball? I don't think so. Yeah, they're saying it's a fair ball. That's his second of the day. He's got a 3-run and now a 2-run. I didn't think that was a fair ball. Let's see the replay. They're going to show it on the video board, and let's see. Oh, they never showed the ball. Sikkema turned around and looked back at that video board replay. I take that back. That's a 3-run shot. That's 6 RBIs on the day for Lewis. And again, he wasn't even supposed to be in the lineup today. So now Cropley comes back from the mound. It's 11-0. Sikkema kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Here's the next pitch. That misses inside. Now that misses outside, so Stower's up to the plate. Sikkema, 2-1. Is hit into the air to center field, right at John Rave, though, who measures it and makes the catch and ends the inning. How about this, though? Four more runs come home to roost. Two hits, including the second home run of the game for Brandon Lewis. Naturals trailing big as we take it to the sixth inning. We'll continue our tour of Tulsa when we get back right here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming of a fun and affordable getaway? With nonstop routes to 22 destinations, the Northwest Arkansas National Airport can get you where you'd like to go. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com to find out more information on flight options. And remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
The all-new Arrowhead Speedway. Looking for affordable, fast family fun? The all-new Arrowhead Speedway opens in 2023 with dirt track racing on Friday nights, April through September, and with special events on select weekends throughout the fall. Weekly races include USRA modifieds, stock cars, Mariflex B-Mods, and tuners, and special events featuring high-horsepower super late models and the widely entertaining open-wheeled wing sprint cars. Get your racing fix now at the all-new Arrowhead Speedway. Visit arrowheadspeedway.com for more information.
At Old Town Dry Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Old Town Dry Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Visit our website at oldtowncleaners.com for more information or download our Old Town Dry Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today.
This is Jonah DePoto, right-handed pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's go back to the ballpark and all of tonight's action on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Drillers lead 11-0. Take our ball game into the top half of the sixth inning, and Kevin Gowdy's out of the bullpen. First pitch misses for ball one. Well, this is just a good old-fashioned butt-whooping right now at 11-0. The pitch shot foul over on the right side. Well, this pitching staff has been all it's cracked up to be as far as Tulsa is concerned. I don't think there's any question in our minds about that, because this Naturals team, they have been a pretty good hitting team. It's the pitch. This is inside. But Tulsa has given them fits at the plate in this series. Here's the pitch. Pop down the right field line, and that's a fair ball inside the bag at first. A ground ball to right field. The fourth hit of the day for Northwest Arkansas. That'll bring up Rivertown. It's the first hit for Luca Tresh today, who's now 1-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. So he gets on base. Town steps up. Town's walked twice today. So the right-hander reaches into his glove. He's ready. The pitch. Gowdy misses. That looked like it was a high strike to me, but misses high. When you look, even with what's happened here this week, the pitch inside edge for a called strike. Northwest Arkansas, still a .243 batting average, which is sixth in the league. The homers have slowed. Comes that pitch, and that shot foul almost gets Kevin Kuntz at first base. He manages to jump out of the way. He then points to fair territory to let Town know, hey, straighten that one out, you've probably got a hit. Jake Means is in the on-deck circle. 1-1 count to town. Gowdy set at the belt in an 11-0 game. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And that is a strikeout of town. First one for Gowdy. So now Means digs in. He's 0-for-1, lined out to third his last time up. Right-hander set. Here's his pitch. Chop to third again. Picked up on the short hop by Hosey. The throw to first is in time. That lets Tresh move up one station. So Dylan Shrum moves in at the plate. It's a pretty big crowd out here in Tulsa for this Saturday night game. They've got post-game fireworks. It's the pitch. Shrum swings and misses. Gowdy ready. The pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside corner. This is the most deceiving pitching staff we've seen so far this year. They get you to swing at the pitches you don't want to hit and take the ones you do. Shrum gets a piece of it and fouls it off. Now, the good news for Northwest Arkansas is some of these guys are going to have to go to Oklahoma City. It's just a fact of the matter. I mean, the entire team is pitching way too well to stay here. The pitch. This is outside. I mean, way too well. This is, I mean, these guys could compete at AAA. Their ERA is like a point and a half lower than the next closest team, which, oh, by the way, it's Northwest Arkansas at 4-1-6. Here's the pitch. Shrum swings and misses for strike three. That'll end the sixth. Take a break and come back. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left. Northwest Arkansas trailing 11-0 on a Saturday night. We'll be back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know, we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is Anthony Veneziano, left-handed pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. You're listening to the future stars of the Kansas City Royals on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Northwest Arkansas goes into the bullpen in an 11-0 game. Vivas comes up to the plate. He'll start against Adrian Alcantara. Well, night has set in. Righty's first pitch gets fouled up and out of play on the left side. Right-hander has his sign. Here's the pitch. This gets popped up and out of play off to our left. Here's something interesting. Out past center field. I think I can see a drone. Some lights flashing out there past the batter's eye. It's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Let's just hope that the drone stays well outside of the ballpark or flies away here, because if an umpire catches sight of that. Won't be good. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Vivas down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Well, after tomorrow's game, which, by the way, is a 6:05 first pitch. It's a little Sunday night baseball out here in Tulsa. We'll turn around and head back to NWA. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Leonard in an 0-1 count. Start up a new series against a new team on Tuesday. It's the next pitch. This is outside for a ball. It'll be the Corpus Christi Hooks coming to town for the first time this year. Alcantara misses inside. Now a 2-1 count. Right-hander kicks and fires. 2-1. Misses low. So that was a fastball. The pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Adrian back on the top of the mound. He's got one out, a 3-2 count here to Leonard. Righty on righty, the pitch. This is outside, ball four. This right here is what can make a baseball game long. Down 11-0 and starting to try to be a bit too fine with the ball. See what if he can bounce back here against Vargas, the lefty. And the first pitch to him, misses low and inside. The weird thing about this series is that, and even the last six games, I guess, so the righty deals. Misses inside, that was a borderline pitch. The weird thing is, normally if you see a team and they've lost six games or, you know, whatever they're losing, any type of long losing streak, it's the pitch. This is low and inside. You would usually associate that with bad baseball. It really hasn't been that, though. That's maybe been the toughest part of this entire stretch. It has not been a bad baseball stretch. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. That'll be ball four. Leonard moves into second base. Vargas goes to first. That'll bring up the cleanup man and Jose Ramos. Back-to-back walks with one out. And Ramos, 1-for-3 today. Ready to dig in. Cropley sends the signs out to his infielders. Alcantara ready. Now he'll step off. But when we talk about a stretch of bad baseball, right? It's the pitch. Misses low for a ball. Hey, what? Well, Cropley's going to go out to the mound and have a talk, and Larry Carter's going to join him. Is your business ready for anything? Arvest has a variety of services to support your business. From credit cards to equipment financing, ask us how we can help your business grow and succeed. Member FDIC. So LC out there having a chat with Adrian Alcantara. And now he and Cropley will both leave the mound. But when you talk about, as I mentioned, just a stretch of bad baseball, you're looking for something that's really breaking ball, gets the outside part of the plate for a called strike. You're looking for something that's really going to stand out, right? It's going to be like, yeah, oh, they got crushed in this series, whatever it is. But just look at what's happened. I mean, it's been a tough hitting series, the pitch on the outside edge for a called strike. Northwest Arkansas's hitters have had a hard time, but so has Tulsa's. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Ramos strikes out for the second out of the inning. It's Alcantara's second punch out. Brings up Yusneel Diaz. But the tough thing is, when you look at the per-game batting averages for Northwest, first four games, 189, 143, 088, 143. The pitch. Misses outside for a ball. So you had 7 hits, 5 hits, 3 hits, 4 hits. And obviously it's an 11-inning, 10-inning, 11-inning, 9-inning games. Here comes the righties, 1-0. Fastball, inside edge for a called strike. Evens it up 1-1 with 2 outs. Runners at first and second in an 11-0 game. Naturals have only been out hit by 3, but well, 3 of those home runs were all 3-run homers. Here's the pitch. Fastball, outside edge for a strike. Not only that, but you've had runs score from walks, 2 walks, and a hit by pitch. So 3 out of the 11. Kind of those runs that you'd rather not see come home to score. Here's the pitch. Fouled up and out of play on the right side. Still 2 outs, a 1-2 count. How about this, though? When you flip it over to what the pitching staff has done this week, because as we mentioned, it has been extremely difficult, as it has been for everybody on offense against Tulsa. Natural's pitching staff has really put it together pretty well. Here's the pitch. Misses inside. Diaz backs out of the way. It's 2-2. They've punched out double digits in all but one game, and that was a 9-strikeout game. They had a 17-strikeout game back on Thursday. Well, 10 total runs in 4 games. The pitch. Misses inside. I should say 10 total earned runs. It's 12 total runs. 13 total runs, actually. Walks have been an issue in this series, though. Got 19 heading into tonight. If you want to know how that stacks up against Tulsa, well, tell you after this next pitch. Here comes. Runners go. Misses outside. Ball 4. Third walk for Alcantara. The bases are loaded, and Diego Cartaya set it up to the plate. A two-out walk brings up Cartaya, who they haven't been able to keep off the base paths. He's singled in this one, walked, and been hit by a pitch. It's been 12 walks for the other side as this ball gets fouled back into the netting behind home plate. It's been 12 walks for Tulsa. The difference, though, has really been that they've been able to keep the Naturals hitters in really tough spots. Here's the 0-1. This hit high in the air to deep left field. Town going back, circles in front of the track, now comes in, the wind pushing in, he makes the catch. That ball was hammered, but just straight up in the air to left. F7 ends the inning, the bases left loaded as we take it into the seventh. Northwest Arkansas trailing 11-0 on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We won't be beat. Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, Salem Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service. Yeah!
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake. The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
The fun never ends at Spartan Adventure Park, the River Valley's ultimate trampoline and adventure park. Come jump with super deals and the best prices in town on your next birthday party. Your kids will love the trampolines, zip lines, and the most exciting virtual reality rides anywhere. No matter the size of your group, Spartan has your special occasion covered, private event and birthday packages available with pizza and drinks included. We do all the work so you don't have to. Call today or book online at SpartanAdventurePark.com. Spartan Adventure Park, fun lives here. Located on Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
This is Peyton Wilson, second baseman for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. You're listening to the future stars of Kansas City Royals on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, Tanner Dodson takes the mound as we go into the top half of the seventh inning. Dodson, second appearance in this series, and he'll face Tyler Cropley, who leads off here. Northwest Arkansas currently being shut out. We get into the final three innings of this one. 11-0 is the pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike. Dodson, not an original Dodger. He's originally a two-way player taken by the Tampa Bay Rays. Swing and a miss. An off-speed pitch low. Traded to the Dodgers. It's the pitch. This is outside. Has not had a great stretch, though, despite going two-thirds of an innings of basically perfect baseball in that Tuesday win. There's a check swing pop-up over by the dugout on the right side, just gets in out of the reach of the first baseman, Vargas, who was tracking it over there. But Dodson kicks and fires, misses in the dirt. Decided to give up the two-way status in his last year in the Rays system. Was not hitting incredibly well while he was out there. Called up the farm director. So the pitch on the way, lined to second. One hop, and that's played by Vivas over to first. And they get Cropley, who was hustling up the baseline. First time he's been set down in this ball game, and that'll bring up the top of the lineup with Tyler Tolbert, who's got A 1-for-3 day going right now. Naturals trailing 11-0, but Dodson, remember, has it, he called up the farm director, said, I think I'm done. The farm director said, give it a couple more weeks. He said, I want to focus on pitching. I've been really good on the mound. So he did. Decided to allow him to give up the ghost on the hitting side. The pitch misses off the plate, and he has been he's been pretty formidable. Here's the pitch. Fastball there for a strike. 96 miles per hour on that one. Here's the pitch. That misses low. He's not ranked on any of the top 30 lists. And even as we go through, it's kind of strange. He's not. He hasn't been ranked in the Dodgers' top 30. Now there's a ground ball to second again. Vivas up with it over to Vargas. And there's two away on a couple ground balls to second base. And we know that this system for Los Angeles is pretty deep. Pink Wilson digs in. First pitch, that'll miss outside. Well, here's one cranked to left field. A long run for Stowers, but he gets under it, makes the catch. And it's just not working. It's not working. A 1-2-3 inning against Dodson. We've hit the seventh inning stretch, and the Naturals are still trailing big 11-0. Seventh inning stretch is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They've been trusted for more than 70 years and provide affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. You can schedule an appointment with one of their friendly health insurance experts at their Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers today and take good care. We will take a break as they're going to go ahead and fitting God Bless America here. We will take a break, though, and we will be back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the fear.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Piled high with honey ham, smoked turkey, and Monterey Jack, the Hook and Ladder is a true Firehouse Subs original. And every sub makes a difference because a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. Only at Firehouse Subs.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
The team at Beaver Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
we're clear of the seventh inning stretch. Hopefully you enjoyed it wherever you're tuned in from. Back here at the ballpark is Adrian Alcantara. Ready's his first pitch in the home half of the seventh. Cody Hosey up to the plate. Here's Alcantara's first pitch, and that's in there for a called strike. 11 to nothing. Tulsa really put it on Northwest Arkansas early. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. Despite the Naturals having four hits, they really haven't had a... Well, they haven't come with traffic. How's that? Here's the pitch. This hit high in the air to left center field. Deep. Back goes Rave. He looks, and it's gone. Hosey rounds the bases. That makes it a 12-run lead. That one was just a changeup that Hosey caught on the barrel. The first pitch to Lewis. That's in for a strike. This place is packed. You could hear it explode as Hosey hit that ball. Here's the pitch. This is low and away. Contra ready. Here's his pitch. Lewis swings and misses. It's a 1-2 count. You have to be careful with Lewis. He's gone deep twice tonight. He's accounted for six of the 12 runs on the board. Adrian deals 1-2 on the ground to third. Picked up by Means, who pats the mitt. Throws to first. It's low, but Shrum able to dig it out. And there's one away. 5-3 on the putout. Brings up Josh Stowers. Alcantara deals and gets a foul ball for a strike. Right-hander, rocks and fires at home. Swing and a miss. Well, I started earlier going through what's going to happen during the homestand against Corpus Christi. Things started to happen, so we should go through that now. Here's the pitch. Stowers hammers one in the air left field, but that'll be a foul ball for sure. It's a good 20 yards foul. Puts him in an 0-2 count. So Tuesday, 7:05 Central Time, first pitch against Corpus Christi. It'll be Bucca Brott night. $1 Johnson Bill Brott's every Tuesday night. It's the pitch. This popped up. Spun back towards the seats, and it'll make it in there. Actually took a high hop and bounced down into the front row. It'll also be T-shirt Tuesday, so you can buy one, get one half off on special T-shirts in the Naturals team store. It's also Arvis customer discount for the ticket offer. As the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Alcantara gets the second out of the inning via strikeout. But it brings the top of the order to the plate with your beat Vivas, who's 0 for 4 today. You'll also be able to use any unused tickets from the 2023 season that can be exchanged at Arvis Ballpark at the box office. Now, don't forget that rainy day that we had during the last homestand. It's the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. We still played that game. but you can still use that ticket for the first 2 days of the next homestand. Even if you were at the game, here's the pitch. This pulled first base side, but wide of the bag and foul. It's a 1-1 count. So don't forget to use those. Get out to the ballpark either Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday's kids eat free at the ballpark as well. It's also baseball bingo presented by Indigo Sky Casino. Can win prizes by playing that. The pitch to Vivas, swinging a foul ball back. It's 1-2. Then on Fridays, of course, it's Fireworks Fridays. You can enjoy the best in sight and sound at Arvis Ballpark as Star Wars Night features a spectacular fireworks show following the Naturals game. Another 7:05 Central Time first pitch. Those are presented by Ozarks Electric Cooperative. One pulled foul this time over on the first base side. That's a roll all the way out in right field. Naturals have made some defensive changes. Bonifacio's not in right field anymore. Town has moved over there. Bates is in left. It's the pitch. This is low. Looks like we've still got Raven center. Tolbert at short. Means at third. Wilson, yeah, everybody's the same. Adrian's 2-2. Misses inside and hits it. Somebody's up and warming in the right field bullpen for Northwest Arkansas, but Alcantara. We'll see Eddie Sleonard head up to the plate. Just going through what to expect when we get back home, and the Naturals welcome in the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time this season. Haven't even seen them on the road yet. Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play on the right side. Anywho, Fireworks Friday, as we mentioned. It's also bullpen party, 5:45 to 6:45 that night. So the next pitch misses low. But it's also Star Wars night. Signature event every single summer. Fans are encouraged to dress up as their favorite Star Wars character. All of their gear. That one misses low. Now it's a 2-1 count. There'll even be some appearances on the concourse throughout the game. We'll have Star Wars jerseys that'll be auctioned off online. So the pitch misses low. Then Saturday, we have our first Faith and Family Night, and there's a pregame concert for that. Anna Crawford will be out at the ballpark to sing pregame. She holds a concert before Faith and Family Night, also bullpen party night. It's the pitch. Tapped to short, backhanded in the hole off of the glove for Tolbert. Had to slide to make that play. You'd imagine it'll probably go as a hit. Run a replay. That ball poked to short, fairly deep in the hole. Tolbert slid, couldn't get it. And now Tommy Shields comes out of the dugout. Alcantara waits. He's asked for the ball and obliges. Well, Alcantara departs from the game and the Naturals go to the bullpen. We'll tell you who they bring out after this on the Naturals Baseball Network. Oh, by the way, it's 12-0. Tulsa, back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, Dollar Hot Dog Night doesn't mean eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. They have free checking, and you can earn a bonus when you join. They also won Best Credit Union in NWA and have 6 convenient locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas for more than 25 years. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com/NWArkansas. Insured by NCUA.
And Unify won't leave you with an upset stomach.
Promotion available as of 12/6/2022 and is subject to change. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 days of account opening. Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For over 60 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money, live better. Walmart. Andrew McInvale's taking the mound. We continue into the seventh inning as the pitch misses inside for a ball right around 2 hours and 20 minutes into this ball game, and the Naturals using their fourth pitcher of the night in a 12-0 game. Been out hit 9-4. McInvale making his second appearance for the Naturals. Gets a swing and a miss. Vargas at the plate. Three hitter. One for two, two walks, two runs scored. Lefty at the plate against the righty on the mound. McInvale set. 1-1. Lifts this up and out of play down the left field line. McInvale, if you're not familiar, started the season with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, part of the Miami Marlins organization. Was released back on May the 2nd and signed by the Royals on May the 6th. Originally assigned to the dev list here, development list, and then got activated about a week ago. Pitched in his first game against Springfield, went an inning, gave up 5 runs, 2 hits, and 2 walks. The pitch. This is outside for a ball. Struck out one, walked two, did give up a homer in that game as well. McInvale set. 2-2. Breaking ball, outside corner. Got him looking for strike three. That ends the inning. McInvale comes in and gets that final out. But one run comes home to score, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left. Naturals trailing 12-0. We'll be back for the eighth inning after this on the Naturals Baseball Network. Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For over 60 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money, live better. Walmart. Grasshopper, king of the zero-turn mowers, has a mower for all types of yards in front mounts and mid mounts. Now introducing the new stand-on mowers by Grasshopper in 52 and 61-inch decks. All at your number one local resource for everything outdoors. Offering outdoor power equipment, servicing, and... First pitch to Bates. Misses low and inside. Bates, a 193 batting average. He swings and misses there. Has a homer, 10 runs scored. He's also driven in 9 more. The pitch misses outside. I think I've got two things that were strange. I mean, they're not, like, unprecedented, I guess. As Bates lays into one, but fouls it up and out of play down the left field line. In professional baseball, then I had a weird one in amateur ball. So the first one, I've told before, we were in Quad Cities with the last team I was with. Had a drone delay in the ninth inning. It's the pitch. That's a sword. That's a nasty slider inside, and Bates can't hold up. Strikes out. Brings up Luke Atresh with two away. They ended up moving the teams back into the dugout while the drone was hovering above home plate. Lasted probably about 10, 15 minutes. Teams came back out, and the second pitch that the reliever threw got hammered into the Mississippi River. There's a ground ball left side. Backhanded it short by Leonard. Throw to first. And that kills the inning and that story. We'll talk about it when we get back for the bottom of the eighth. We've got nothing but time here tonight. 12-0. Naturals trailing right here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your
Piled High with honey, ham, smoked turkey, and Monterey Jack, the Hook and Ladder is a true Firehouse Subs original. And every sub makes a difference because a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. Only at Firehouse Subs.
Hey there, cookie dough lovers. Are you ready for a game-changing snack experience? Look no further than Dibble Dough, the all-natural, portion-controlled, preservative-free cookie dough you can eat like a candy bar. As a local women-owned business based in Fayetteville, we're proud to sponsor the Naturals. Our founder, Jolene Conway, is a mom of three and a home baker extraordinaire who has turned her grandma's cookie dough recipes into a winning snack that's safe to eat raw. You can purchase Dibble Dough at Walmart or Roadrunner convenience stores or order online at dibbledough.com. Let's go Naturals.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Tyler Tolbert, outfielder for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. You're listening to the future stars of the Kansas City Royals on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Let's go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Naturals trailing 12-0 as McInvale continues on in this game. Take on Jose Ramos as we start this bottom half of the eighth. Here's his first pitch. McInvale's heater, first strike. But anyway, we were talking about some weird things that we've seen happen at ballparks over the years. And again, if you've got something here, we've got a little bit of time. You can tweet at me, at Sean Mernon on Twitter, and I'll share it with the crowd. As long as it's PG, we don't need any Mickey Mantle stories here. But told you about the one in Quad Cities. It's the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. That was a walk, but so he came back. Second pitch that he threw. Quad Cities player, they were an Astros affiliate at the time, hammered it into the Mississippi River. It's like a two-run walk-off home run. Just absolutely wild. Couldn't wait to get out of Quad Cities after that. So 3-1 count now, last pitch missed. The other one happened when I was an intern in 2017 in Peoria, Illinois. Here's the pitch. Misses high, that'll be a walk. Ramos walks for the first time today, and, well, the scorebook has been littered with them, especially to Diaz, who's coming up to the plate. He's worked too. But in Peoria, there was a catcher. His name was Brian O'Keefe. He'd been there for like 4 years. Yes, it was low A at the time. It's actually like mid-June that this happened. It's the pitch. Breaking ball inside corner for a called strike. The Chiefs, part of the Midwest League, still are. Cardinals affiliate, now at High A. They play the Quad Cities River Bandits a bunch. Here's the pitch. Misses in the dirt. Took on the Burlington Bees, no longer an affiliated baseball. Part of that reshuffling that happened during COVID. So we get into this game, and it's raining on and off. As catcher Brian O'Keefe hits a home run early. Here's the pitch. Misses high and tight. Diaz backs off the plate with a runner at first. It's now a 2-1 count in a 12-0 game. But I'll fast forward through this because I don't need to give you the minutia, but you get into the sixth inning. It's a tie game, 2-2. Here's the pitch. And that's in there for a strike. And the Chiefs got a walk to lead off the inning, but then Juan Yepes, who's now a big leaguer, struck out, and the walk ended up getting caught stealing second while Brian O'Keefe was still at the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball for called strike three, and Diaz knew it, started walking away before the ring-up sign was given. One away brings up Diego Cartaya in a 12-0 game. Second punchy for McInvale. So O'Keefe is at the plate, and the rain is just coming down at this point. The pitch. This is outside. Dylan Carlson was playing right field at the time for the Chiefs, and you could barely see him when they were coming in and on and off the field. Scropley goes out and meets McInvale. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling is hot on their heels. Tommy Shields looks down and asks Junior, the athletic trainer, to go out there and check on McInvale. But what happens is the reliever, Ty Barkle, throws a pitch home. You can hardly see. And O'Keefe, in the pouring rain in the sixth inning, blasts a home run to right field. And I think Tommy Shields is looking into the dugout. He wants Jimmy Govern to come out and pitch. And it looks like instead Morgan McCullough is going to come out. We have a position player pitching for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Not the first time this season that'll happen. So McCullough, I believe this will be his pitching debut. We'll have to check, but he'll take over. But anyway, to finish it out, hits a long home run over the right field wall in Peoria. And that ball goes out. He touches home plate, goes into the dugout. Next hitter comes up to the plate. Sky just absolutely comes down. Never sees a pitch. 32-minute delay. They call the game. It's a walk-off home run in the sixth inning. That was a weird one for me. Take a quick break and come back with Morgan McCullough coming into the game on the Naturals Baseball Network. It's 12-0 Tulsa.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape projects. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue.
Well, Morgan McCullough is on the bump. He takes over. The pitch, ripped to third, backhanded by Means. He goes to second for one, on to first, and a scoop by Schrum gets him out of the inning. Two pitches for Morgan McCullough. He's doing a little bit of battle with Jimmy Govern, I guess. 5-4-3, around the horn, double play, closes it out in the eighth. Let's go to the ninth. Northwest Arkansas trailing 12-0 on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team. and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
We won't be beat!
Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts and the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
This is John Rave, outfielder for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's go back to the ballpark and all of tonight's action on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, we get another pitching change in a 12-0 game. This time it's Jake Pewarski, who is a pitcher, coming on here for the ninth inning. Naturals trailing 12-0, and Rivertown steps up to the plate. Town, 0-1. He's walked twice. The pitch on the way. This is outside, goes all the way to the backstop. So we still have to take a look at our This Day in Baseball History presented by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. Pewarski deals, and Town rips it to second, and Vivas, a lunging stop. I'll bring up Jake Means. And so we'll take a look back on this day in baseball history. There's no Royals history listed, so we'll just pick something random. How about 2011 Boston Red Sox win their 12th game in their last 14 to take over first place in the AL East? They went 6-3 over Detroit behind Tim Wakefield and homers by Jacoby Ellsbury and Carl Crawford. The pitch. This is outside, 2-0. So there you go. That's your this day in baseball history, or this amazing day in baseball history, I should say. Presented by the Amazium. Is that pitch? Therefore called strike. While we're on it, find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Or visit arvest.com/go for more details. The pitch hit high in the air to left field. Moving in on it is Stowers, and he'll glove that for the second out. I'll bring up Dylan Schrump. Out tonight just was not the Naturals' night, trailing 12-0 in this one. Been held to 4 hits. It'll be the second time this week that they've been shut out. As that pitch missed outside. Tomorrow's a night game, don't forget. We've got a 6:05 Central Time first pitch for that one. Pewarski deals, that misses high and tight. That'll close out the series. Up until tonight, this has been as good of a series as you could hope for when you lose every night. Here's the pitch. It's going to get fouled up and out of play. And I say that in, I don't even know, I guess the best way that I possibly can. It's baseball. It's minor league baseball. Like, losing streaks happen. These guys are learning. They're learning how to win at that. Pewarski, 2-1. Schrum tried to check his swing, but it was there for a strike anyway. The pitch, 2-2, swung on and fouled away. Naturals down to their final strike. Drillers looking to take their fifth straight in this series. 2-2, taken outside at 99 miles per hour. And Pilarski, he can't believe it. It's a full count to Dylan Schrum. Tyler Cropley in the on-deck circle. He's got two hits. Here comes the pitch. Check the swing, and it misses inside for ball four. Schrum on the bases for the first time tonight. That will bring up Cropley, who's got the lone multi-hit effort for Northwest Arkansas in this one. He had two hits earlier on in the evening. So now he stands in to face Pilarski. First pitch to him, and he swings and misses at the first one. Cropley with the two hits boosted the average to 292. Pilarski kicks and fires, misses low and away. Pilarski set with a 1-1. This is high. It's a fastball at 98. Right-handers, 2-1. Lifted in the air to right field. Tracking it is Diaz, and he's there to make the grab. For the final out of this one, a 12-0 shutout loss. Northwest Arkansas has dropped seven straight. It's a season-long losing streak. Right now, having a hard time finding a way to get through it. 12 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the home team. No runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Naturals. This one over at 9:49. So what's that, 17 minutes shy of 3 hours long. So you got a 2 hour, and hey, what is that? That'd be like a 2:43, I think. No idea what attendance is. Now, I don't think we really need to care about it too much. This is one that we're going to want to put in the past pretty quickly. 6:05 Central Time, first pitch tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back with our Plaza Tire Service post-game show, where we will quickly break this one down and get you set up for tomorrow. 12-0, Naturals shut out in game 5 of the 6-game set right here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Piled high with honey, ham, smoked turkey, and Monterey Jack, the Hook and Ladder is a true Firehouse Subs original. And every sub makes a difference because a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. Only at Firehouse Subs.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Whitlock Orthodontics is here to help you, Naturals fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in our own town, Whitlock Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Naturals fans smile. So get the confident smile you deserve. Visit drwhitlock.com today and book your free consult. That's drwhitlock.com for Whitlock Orthodontics, official smile provider with Minor League Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where Minor League Baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
What does it feel like to know it matters to others how you're doing? What's weighing on your mind? That you're happy right now? That your body's healthy? And that those around you are taken care of too? Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 70 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind, so you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
Hey, Naturals fans, have you been daydreaming of a fun and affordable getaway? With nonstop routes to 22 destinations, the Northwest Arkansas National Airport can get you where you'd like to go. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com to find out more information on flight options. And remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Goodbye, banking with limits. Hello, banking as it should be. The mobile apps from Arvest Bank give you the power to bank how you want, when you want. Pay bills, send and receive money, deposit checks, and lock your Arvest debit and credit cards. Need a mortgage? Get pre-qualified and track your loan's progress. You can even text your own personal banker and not have to wait on hold. With mobile apps from Arvest, say goodbye to limits and hello to possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Hey, Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For over 60 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money, live better. Walmart. Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, Dollar Hot Dog Night doesn't mean eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. They have free checking, and you can earn a bonus when you join. They also won Best Credit Union in NWA and have 6 convenient locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas for more than 25 years. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com/NWArkansas. Insured by NCUA.
And Unify won't leave you with an upset stomach.
Promotion available as of 12/6/2022 and is subject to change. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 days of account opening.
Hey, Naturals fans, did you know that the Northwest Arkansas National Airport has nonstop routes to 22 destinations with 6 different airlines? You can always find something to fit your destination and budget to reach the vacation of your dreams. Be sure to head over to flyxna.com for more information, and remember to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you covered. Visit our website, MidwestBlock.com, to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape projects. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
The Hook and Ladder Sub has been a Firehouse Sub's original since day one. It's piled high with Virginia honey ham, smoked turkey breast, and melted Monterey Jack. To top it off, a portion of every purchase helps provide life-saving equipment to first responders. That's why at Firehouse Subs, they don't just make subs, they make subs that are big, bold, and craveable. They make their subs differently because their subs make a difference. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
It feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
This one is in the books. Let's go back to the ballpark one more time for the Plaza Tire Service postgame with the voice of the Naturals, Sean Mernin.
Hey, welcome back into One Oak Field out here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Northwest Arkansas. Just not their night. A 12-0 loss to the Tulsa Drillers in this one as Tulsa really putting it on thick here this evening at the plate. And three-run home runs. And, man, oh, man, it was just a melee at times out here. And all the while, I mean, this pitching staff has done a great job all series, but working through some of the walks that they had let go of and just all the different things that they had done here tonight, I don't really know if there's much we can do to sum this ball game up. It's just like everything else. Some nights you go to the office and you just, you know, some days the day gets you instead of you getting the day. And, well, that's what happened here. Tyler Cropley, though, he had two hits in this ball game. He's going to be your play like a winner, player of the game this evening. And, well, he went 2-for-4 at the plate. And Cropley, you know, he boosted the old batting average to .280 on the season with those two hits. He's certainly going to see a little more playing time here down the stretch run, headed into the break, just because he's going to end up with Jose Briseño on the IL. He's going to end up seeing some more playing time just because Luca Trash is going to need some days throughout the summer, especially once it starts to get extremely hot out here. But you know, like I said, it's really tough to kind of quantify this one because all these games this week have been so tight and so close. It's almost you're at a loss for words, or I'm at a loss for words. I don't know about you. It's my job to talk, so sometimes that happens. I just run out of them. Marsh ends up with the loss. He went 2 2/3, gave up 7 runs, 6 earned on 5 hits with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. He also gave up 2 homers. Threw a wild pitch here this evening, and Morgan McCullough came in. He pitched 2/3 of an inning, got 2 outs on. They've got 3 pitches here, 2 strikes. That works. That works pretty well. Naturals position players have not given up an earned run yet this season. And I don't even know. Is it? I guess it would probably be close to 3 innings at this point. Maybe 2 innings. But time of game, 2 hours, 43 minutes in front of 7,080. And, the Naturals look to avoid their second sweep of the season tomorrow. And they will send Jonathan Bolin to the mound to do it. And he's going up against the strikeout leader of the league in Emek Sheehan, who we saw back on Tuesday. So this will be a repeat of that pitching matchup. And if you remember, the Naturals actually put up 5 runs in that game but ended up losing that lead late and taking the loss there. So it should be an interesting ball game. Hope you'll join us. It's a 6:05 Central time first pitch. So Maybe while you're cooking out and getting ready for Memorial Day tomorrow, you can join us for 6:40 or 5:45 pregame show as we'll get things off and running in the series finale as the Naturals try to avoid the sweep out here before heading home for this week against the Corpus Christi Hooks. We're glad to have you with us, as always, out here, but unfortunately, the Rabbit had the gun tonight. 12-0, your final score from One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Sean Mernon. We'll catch you tomorrow, but until then, have a great night, everybody.